The reading is from the first chapter of the Gospel of John, starting at verse 10. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." This is the word of the Lord.
So, introverts amongst you, don't panic. I'm only going to ask you to do one small thing. I'm going to ask you to do something very quickly for 1 minute. Turn to the people around you. Make sure no one's on their own, unless they particularly want to be on their own. Make sure you include younger people as well and ask them. But just for 1 minute, we're going to chat and we're going to ask this question. I want you to share something that either went really well over Christmas, or that was really funny, or was a complete disaster. So, 1 minute. You don't all have to share. Turn to somebody. Something really good, something a complete disaster, something really funny that happened over Christmas. Okay, can I draw you back to me? Back to me, hello. I knew it was going to be a risk doing that. But that is a great demonstration of how much we love to talk. Anyone hear anything that you think, oh, that was so funny, or that was such a disaster, I've just got to share that? Anybody thinking, I just want to share it? Okay, hang on, I'm going to come down here. This is my exercise for the day. Is that on? Yeah, it is.
Jim made gravy and he had to throw it down the toilet because it was wrong.
Disaster gravy. Oh, the gravy's just got to be right. You see, if you like me, it'd be just good old Bisto. I'm terrible. Thank you for sharing that. So we love to chat. One thing about human beings, they've always loved talking. Whether it's toddlers, children, middle-aged, more senior people, even babies, even though we obviously can't understand the noises they're making, they like to chat in their own way. What would we do without the telephone, especially if we're housebound? With emails and things like Skype and FaceTime, we can chat with people all over the world. I am so grateful for technology, because I have a son who lives in South Africa, and it's lovely. He comes on the screen and it's as if he's sitting in the next room. Chat about anything and everything. Ground control can direct astronauts in space. Pilots can be talked down to a safe landing, and surgeons can talk their students through complicated heart operations. Friends can whisper their secrets. All of these are the amazing power of words. And in our Bible, reading today, Jesus is called the Word of God. So why do we talk about Jesus as the Word of God? Well, whenever we use words, we express ourselves. And Jesus expresses God, not in a speech bubble, but as a human being like us, so that we can understand what God is like in a better way than ever. God has always expressed himself, of course. So the Word of God has been there as long as God has, forever. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God said, "Let there be stars and plants and animals and fish and birds." And God said, "Let there be people in our likeness to look after this amazing earth that I've created." So it's the Word of God which spoke those things into being. Why? Because he's a God of love. So the Word of God has existed for all time. Now, the word selfie came into popular use about 8 years ago. So who can tell me what is a selfie? Who knows what a selfie is? I saw your hand go up and then you went, "Change my mind." Come on, you all know what a selfie is. Go on, Lily Mae. Correct. It's like when you take a picture of yourself with an iPad or a camera, and so you turn the direction of the camera around, and then you take a picture of yourself. When this camera comes on, why is my camera not working? Technology, see? Come on, there you go. So I can hold this up. I can take a selfie. I'll have this half first. Smile and wave. Smile, come on, you're on the camera. And I can take a selfie here. Smile and wave. That's a selfie. So I'm on the picture. And you're on the picture too. Now, as I said, it's about 8 years ago that selfie came into popular use. But it's existed for all time. Because Jesus is God's selfie. When we look at Jesus, we see exactly what God is like. At Christmas, the Word of God, God's selfie, actually took shape, human shape, in Jesus, the one who saves. Just as the wise men brought gifts. Did anyone receive any gifts this Christmas by any chance? Any gifts? Oh, not many of you. This is a hand and it goes like this. A few more of you received gifts. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I've got a gift to give to someone today. It's in my good old Tesco bag. Here's my gift. So, who'd like to receive my gift? Oh, a few of you would. Good. Okay, how am I going to choose? Is it anybody's birthday today? Was it anybody's birthday yesterday? Is it anybody's birthday tomorrow? Oh, Caden, come on down. This is Caden. Tell everybody, how old are you going to be tomorrow?
Eight.
Eight, wow. I want you to stand there and don't move, okay? Stay there. Would you like this gift, Caden? Sorry, Mum. Lots of E numbers in there. Would you like this gift? Would you? Can you get it from there? No. So what are you going to have to do to get the gift? You are. You're going to have to come over to me. You're going to have to change your position. Come on then. There you go. I think we should all sing happy birthday to Caden for tomorrow, as soon as he's here. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Caden. Happy birthday to you. Give him a round of applause. Well done. Good to go to get your seat. I had a spare present just in case it was more than one person's birthday. For Caden to receive that gift, he had to move. He had to change his position a little bit to receive that gift. Now, that is not the best gift that Caden could receive. Jesus is the greatest gift any of us will ever be offered. But just as Caden had to change his position to receive the gift, he had to come and receive it, it's the same with us receiving God's gift. And what more, if we receive that gift, those equalers might make Caden a little bit more hyper, they might change him. But if we receive God's gift, if we receive Jesus, we will definitely change. This is what our Bible passage said today. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. That passage says, the world did not recognize him. Do you recognize Jesus, the Word of God? Have you received the gift that Jesus offers? He offers himself. Just as Joseph and Mary's lives changed when Jesus was born into their family, so our lives change when we invite Jesus into our lives. As we reach out to receive Jesus, we find that we're able to reach out to one another in a more loving, positive way. We find that we're more concerned about the things that Jesus is concerned about, justice and mercy. We care more about the poor and the lonely. We find that we want to be more truthful to others and to ourselves. We find that we have the strength and courage to do things that we thought we'd never be able to do. Before I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, I was really scared of the dark. But as soon as I asked Jesus into my life, I knew that I wasn't alone anymore. I knew that Jesus was with me. And so I was no longer afraid of the dark, because his perfect love removes fear. So as we begin this new year, 2020, do we begin it really knowing who Jesus is for ourselves? The best gift that any of us can receive this new year is the gift of life that Jesus offers us. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Do you know that you're a child of God? All it takes is a simple prayer to invite Jesus into your life this year to be your Lord and Savior, to know that you are a loved child of God, to know you have received and accepted the best gift that you will ever receive and accept. I'm going to put a prayer on the screen now. I'll read it through. And whether it's the first time you want to pray a prayer like this, or the 100th time, if you've known Jesus as your Lord and Saviour forevermore, it seems, and you know that you're already filled with his Holy Spirit, you can still ask for him to fill you afresh again this morning. If you've never invited Jesus into your life to be Lord and Saviour, and you decide to do that this morning, it will indeed be the best gift you've ever received. But only join in this prayer if it's your choice to do this. I'll read it through so you can see what the words are, and then I'll pray it through a second time, and I invite you to join me if you'd like to. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift, and I've put in brackets again then, because if you're praying this and you've prayed it many times before or once before, please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be my Lord and Saviour and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So as I say, if you've done this before, or this is the first time, Jesus is the best gift you will ever receive. So I'll pray the prayer again today, again now. And if you'd like to join with me, please do. And so we pray. Lord Jesus Christ, sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. And so we continue together. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift again. Please come into my life again by your Holy Spirit to be my Lord and Saviour and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If that's the first time you've asked Jesus to be your Lord and Saviour, let me tell you, the angels in heaven are now rejoicing that today you received the best gift, Jesus. And this is what God says about you in his word. You are wonderfully made, dearly loved, and precious in his sight. Those words are from Psalm 139. So remember those words which are true. You are wonderfully made, dearly loved, and precious in his sight. Joy, our children's and families worker, didn't know what I was going to be speaking about today, and she joined me in the office to pray before the service. And as we were praying, she then shared this little story she'd heard about someone who said, you know how you have a wallet or a purse and you have a picture of your children in there? You know, if you switch my phone on, my three beautiful grandchildren come up. And she said, it's like God's got this big wallet and it's got so many pictures in, and he opens his wallet and he gets out the picture and he goes, that's you. I'm proud of you. That's one of my precious children. So know today, you're a precious child of God and you're loved. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I also would love to rejoice with you. Your church family would also love to rejoice with you. So please do come and tell me as we continue in some worship, singing, I'm a